This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio, 6 o'clock, New York City, and around the country and the world, as they say on CBS Sports Network. It is the Boomer and Geo program for this Wednesday morning, August 17th, 2022. But the boys are not here. So instead, until 10 o'clock, it is Sal, it is Jerry, and as Bob Seger once sang, still the same. Here we go. Loser Wednesday. Although if you're Sal, you pegged it last night, and, well, we didn't. We kind of blew it. Mets lose. Yankees lose. They lose in bad fashion. Mets lose another pitcher. This is starting to become problematic. But, my God, the Yankees suck. Good morning, Sal. How are you?
Better than the baseball teams. What is happening to our beloved New York baseball teams? They stink. No, with the Mets, I'm not going to panic just yet. We'll get into that in a little bit. What do you mean? It's time to panic with the Mets?
I said, of course not.
Oh, I thought you said, oh, stop. I'm sorry.
No.
With the Yankees, though, it's a problem. And that's why yesterday I know we've been brainwashed by the Yankees, especially with their start, their history, and all this. But right now, they're in such a funk. I don't know how you can feel confident that they're going to get out of it. And I wouldn't say the Yankees' worst fear is to get swept here by the Rays, but it's a problem. All of a sudden, like we talked about it earlier in the week, if they're not careful, you start to look at the standings and it gets down to single digits, which it's at.
Yep.
You know, it could be an issue where they start to put some pressure now, for the Yankees missing the postseason, but with that division, which hasn't even been a thought. It's always been about, hey, the Yankees are hurt. Hey, the Yankees are struggling. Hey, the Yankees pitching, whatever, this or that, the offense. But it's never been about the division, and if they're not careful, another bad few days here, it is going to be about the division. Then real panic will start to set in, but they look just like an awful baseball team.
They're flat. They just look they look flat. And again, I know it looks worse than it is a lot of times. We're not the ones out there. They are trying and all that, but it looks like they don't. I don't want to say they don't care. They look flat. So just this blows me away. And I'll be honest with you. The game was on Amazon Prime last night.
Yeah.
Didn't see it live. There was no chance I was putting it on. The Met game was on SNY.
Yeah, and this is why it's an issue, right?
Because you can't flip back and forth.
Well, that's the problem.
Correct. Exactly.
So last night, I get home, I'm watching the Mets Braves, and I'm ticked off at the way that game's going. Mets playing like crap again, whatever. And I'm like, all right, let me flip on the Yankee game. Oh, it's an Amazon. Mm-hmm. Forget it, because then you have to switch the
input.
Setting on the input. So,
how about you just watch the Yanks on
not
the
interested
iPad?
On tablets or iPads or phones. Sorry.
So that's what I did when I was, I'm trying to follow the game along on Twitter. And I knew the Yankees were down 3-0, obviously, with the home run early on. And I'm following along, and it says, Aaron Judge coming up with a man on the 8th. So I go to my phone, sign in real quick. I don't know how I remember the passcodes, my wife's name, whatever. I get into the Prime, and I check it out just in time for Judge to ground out and fail there. So that's how I ended up doing it, to watch the end of that game along with the Mets on the phone. But it's a pain in the rear end.
Yeah, I'm not interested in watching on the phone. It's not the same, and it's too much. I got one TV, it's enough. If it's not going to work, it's not going to work. But I did watch a lot of it this morning when I came in at 4 o'clock, and I mean, it's more of the same. And you pull up the box score. Just listen to this. And obviously, they got 4 hits. So not a lot of guys had hits.
Mm-hmm.
But when you've got Judge, Rizzo, I'll skip a couple of guys. Judge and Rizzo, Marwin Gonzalez, whatever. Let's see who else. And Miguel Andujar, a combined 0 for 14.
You have no chance.
Yeah, Benintendi, the one guy who actually got a couple of hits last night. Hey, look,
but there's nothing there.
And as I said, Jer, with yesterday with Judge in a big spot, or you know, we're talking about yesterday in regards to Monday night's game, and then again last night. I know that it's not one guy, obviously, but when Judge comes up in a spot where you're down two, runner on, everybody's expecting him to hit a bomb there in that spot, or at least do some damage. And again, Judge comes up empty.
Yeah.
For four.
So. I mean, he's had, his stretch here has not been good either. And now I'm going to come back to what Chipper Jones said. With these guys hurt and out, and I would have to look pitch by pitch, and I don't know the answer to that. Clearly, he's not getting any mistakes down the middle of the plate that he's going to basically hit like Matt Olson hit last night.
Oh, my God.
But I guess I would have to look pitch by pitch to say, are they making him chase? Are they not giving him anything to hit? I mean, you know, 0 for 4, 2 strikeouts last night. 0 for 4, 3 strikeouts the night before. Big spots, hitting into double plays, grounding out. He's been not good. Now, he's not the problem, so don't misunderstand what I'm saying. The bigger point is, what impact do the injuries have on him now? Because it's been, you know, it's 11 of 13 now. And I know every day,
it's going to keep going up, I know.
It might. Yeah. I mean, you have any confidence they're not going to lose to Tampa tonight?
No, as I'm saying, I think right now I go with the streak and think the Rays are going to sweep them. I mean, now you hope that that's the opposite. If you're a Yankee fan, you want to see them go out there. Look, all it takes is some positive baseball here. They go out there, somehow they get a win. Maybe they get a good pitching performance from Herman. Maybe they get an early lead. Judge hits number 47. Things feel right for a day, and then you can spin that into the series with the Blue Jays. But no, the way things are right now, it doesn't look good. And I'll tell you, I know that you could say, well, they're pitching around Judge, or he's chasing, whatever, he's trying to do too much. I do think that there is the element with Judge and Rizzo in particular. Those guys
have to carry the load.
And they feel it.
Yeah.
And they're wearing it right now. Look, 11 of 13, that's ugly. That is not, like, when was the last time the Yankees went on a stretch like that? I know they were bad in the regular season last year. This is as bad. We're talking about there since July 3rd, essentially, or July 5th, whatever it is, that series with the Pirates there. This has been a bad baseball team.
Yeah, 8-17 since the All-Star break, I think, is the number. I mean, that's terrible.
If they were 500, we'd be saying, what's up with the Yankees?
Right. Why are they not dominating?
Yeah, a team that's playing 40 over.
Yeah.
So if they were 500, we'd be like, oh, you know, they got to get it turned around. They're under significantly 8-17 since the break. That's putrid baseball.
Yeah, and, you know, even last night, you talk about get out to a good start, maybe feel better about yourselves. Now, Cortes pitched really well. I think he retired, I forget what the number is, but he retired almost everybody after he gives up the three-run homer in the first inning. So while you want a good start, now I know Tiki and Tierney had the judges' chambers last night.
What does that mean? They were sitting there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they brought listeners.
Oh, nice.
Which was kind of cool. And they all dressed up and, you know, whatever. Kind of neat. Nice little outing. Kind of like what you did at Citi Field a couple of weeks ago.
On my own. Correct.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Anyhow, they did that last night. I think when they got to the seats, I was trying to follow Brandon along on Twitter.
Right.
I'm not sure if they
were already 3-0.
Yes.
Oh,
I don't know if they got to the seats just in time for the home run or they missed. I'm not even sure, to be quite honest, but like, before you sat down last night, the game starts at 7:05. It's 7:11. It's 3-0 already.
Yeah.
And for a team that's going basically in reverse last night, and again, he pitched really well after that, but that was the last thing they needed, was to give up those three runs in the top of the first inning. People are still walking in the stadium. You get to your seat, you look up like, what? 3-0 already?
And I know you feel that from a fan's perspective, but also the players. It's like, oh, God. There has to be that human element. And that's why, look, and Cortes he's been great this year.
And he was really good again last night.
As I mean, it's another quality start, right? CeeLo talks about those quality starts. 7 innings, 3 runs. You take that most nights. However, like that, you can't have it.
Right.
You can't put your team in. That's like a Garrett Cole thing. Oh, yeah, he gave up 4 runs in the first.
But boy, he settled in.
Yeah, he went out there and threw eight innings the rest of the way, didn't allow a run.
No, that first inning counts.
Yeah, right.
But he did, in fairness, Cortes did retire, I think it was 17 of his last 19 batters, or 18 of, whatever it was.
Not trying to pick on Cortes.
No, because he's been great.
Right. But in that spot, that's where you got to go up there and put up goose eggs until your team can get the lead and just change the feel.
How about this feel?
Yeah.
9 runs in 7 games. That's what the Yankees have scored.
I mean,
in their last 7 games, they've scored 9 runs. That's horrendous.
And I don't know if there's a fix. I mean, they could talk about bringing guys up and, you know, Florial or whoever else they want to bring up.
Trade for Juan Soto. Oh, that's right.
Exactly. I mean, there's nothing you could do. At this point, these guys got to get the job done.
Yeah.
I know Stanton coming back will help. Carpenter's a ways off. LeMahieu sounds like he's just going to go down now, so you're not going to get him back for a while. So John Carl Stanton's going to be the savior? I'm not so
He's going to have to be.
He'll help. I'm not so sure he could be the savior.
And I'll tell you another thing. He's got to play every day. Because with Carpenter out until, I guess, October, it would appear. LeMahieu, who knows? When you're Stanton, and I guess he's finally going to start he's finished watching balls.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's actually going to try and hit some balls. Maybe some rehab games this week. So today's what, Wednesday? Maybe early next week he plays? I don't know, but when he comes back, you're going to need him. And I don't know, just DH him. He has to play every day.
Right, but the problem is, and now you're going to have Judge back in center field again. I mean, that's what you're looking at. Although
You know who likes Judge in center field? Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I know. Well, and look, maybe they don't do that, but then you're looking at no Andujar. And I feel like with the Yankees needing offense, I want Andujar's bat in that lineup. So right now, I don't know how you work that.
He's batting 230.
Who?
Andujar.
No, I know, but he just got up here. He's only.
No, I understand, but it's not like he's lighting the world on fire. I mean, I know what you're saying.
He's also probably a
good offensive player, fine. But
better than Rizzo and Donaldson.
Well, Rizzo's batting what, 210?
Yeah, I know. 215? I feel like there's potential there with Andujar offensively where, all right, look, you replace him with Stanton. I get that, but still, Andujar could be one of the better offensive players right now, especially with the guys going
down. I've got Stanton or Andujar and that's my option, Stanton's playing.
Oh, I get it, but it's not just that.
Sit on your face. We need him in the lineup.
Well, it's not that because you're talking about Floreal in center field potentially.
Well, that's a different issue, right?
Right. So, and Benintendi's going to be in left, Judge in right, potentially Floreal in center, unless you have Judge in center and then Stanton in right. So, can Stanton play the outfield? Because if Stanton does, then you could have Andujar.
All I know is his bat has to. I don't care how you put his bat in the lineup.
All right.
His bat has to be in the lineup every day. I don't care if he DHs
ASAP.
4 days a week. He has to hit.
Yeah.
Because it comes back to what you're looking at. So, this is the Yankee lineup from last night. Torres, Judge, Rizzo, fine. Josh Donaldson should be nowhere near batting fourth with the season he's had.
Oh, by the way, Rizzo, you just overlook it. He's
terrible. Horrendous. But at least in, we could say the same for Donaldson. I was going to say at least in name value, you feel like Rizzo batting third. You don't think, right.
That's the thing, they pencil
him in. We've mocked him for batting 210.
Right, they pencil him in and say, well, at any time these guys get going, and they can get red hot. However, right now, the way that it's looking, Rizzo and Donaldson have been brutal.
Terrible.
They're not giving you anything. That's a big problem.
And I know the game's different, and I know we talk about all these different metrics. I still like batting average,
mm-hmm.
and I like run producing. I mean, these numbers are just, they're anemic. And I keep saying 210. I'm sorry. Rizzo's batting 218, so my apologies there. You got Rizzo batting 218, Donaldson batting 220. I mean, Andujar, who we like, 238. The numbers are brutal. Marwin Gonzalez, 210. I mean, this is what we're rolling out there every night.
Marwin Gonzalez shouldn't be on it. And then you're worried about,
well, he has to be. I got no one else.
No, I know. Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes the injuries catch up with you, but it just shows you, the Yankees, you should be able to overcome that to a certain extent. And they have not. It's not just that, too. Stanton was there, they were struggling. LeMahieu was there, they were struggling anyway.
Right.
So it's not just, the injuries, wait till we get guys back healthy. No, that's not it. And what's the excuse for the pitching or the bullpen? And I'm not saying that was the case last night. Obviously, it wasn't. But it's been that at times where the Yankees go out there against St. Louis and score, nine runs, whatever it is, and end up losing a game still because of the pitching. That's what happens during bad stretches with teams that are playing bad baseball. It's one, if it's not this thing, it's the other thing. And that's what it's been with the New York Yankees, mostly the offense.
When it goes bad, you get that good pitching performance, you can score.
Right.
You score runs, the pitching falls off a cliff.
Right.
Whether it's the starter, the bullpen, or whatever it is.
Right. You give up a lead early, the bats go quiet. You have a lead late, the bullpen screws it up. I mean, it's one thing or the other. The starters don't have it one night. The offense can't get it. And that's what it's been. And it's not 10 days. It's not 2 weeks. It's not, we're talking about a full month plus here for the Yankees that have been struggling. Clearly, you want to just go to the All-Star break? Fine. But like I said, I think you could date it back to early July with a non thought, it's insignificant. Oh, okay, well, they lost to the Pirates. Maybe eye-opening, like, how the hell did the Yankees lose to the Pirates?
That was eye-opening.
Yeah, right.
You're right.
But still, like, all right, you split a series, it happens. Even the best teams lose a series, then the Reds. All right, move on, it happens. Get swept by the Mets, you get swept by the Astros, and then you start to add it all up, and you're thinking, hey, this team is not playing good baseball. I'll lose two series to the Mariners. I mean, the Yankees don't lose series. And now you look at it where they're 8-17 since the All-Star break. They've been bad for 6 weeks, and the injuries on top of it. This is not a good team right now, Jared. I don't think there's any way to sugarcoat it. And what they're doing as well is giving other teams confidence. The Rays, who were buried, may have looked at the Yankees and said, well, hell, we can't catch this team. They're too good. Now they look at them and say, this team isn't that good. We just beat them two straight. We're starting to catch them a little bit. They come back down to the pack. You know, the Rays and Blue Jays maybe all of a sudden feel like things are possible, and it builds confidence in the opponents now.
Yeah, so to your point, from 58-21, because you're going to look around 4th of July. That's where you think it started to
go sideways.
I mean, I'm going to go July 3rd, because that's when they lose in Cleveland, then go to Pittsburgh on the 5th.
Right, but even though they won that series with Cleveland, right?
I understand, but right. I'm taking July. So you go into July 3rd, they're 58-21.
Right.
Okay? From that point forward, they lose the series finale in Cleveland, but they don't lose the series, right. But they lose that game. They get the day off for July 4th, which makes no sense.
Right.
Then July 5th is when they lose the first game in Pittsburgh. They end up with the split of that two-game series. They then split four with the Red Sox. Not great, because right. The Red Sox... although, I think the Red Sox at that point, I think that's where they were playing. No, in fairness, I think they were playing better at that, but they were terrible. They played really well, and they're kind of back to terrible
but
right
now. But to your
point,
it's not great. They split,
not great.
Whatever, it's fine.
But they split. They also lost... They won the first two and lost in 10 innings, but whatever. They split there. Then they lose the series to Cincinnati,
mm-hmm.
and then right before the All-Star break, they take 2 of 3 from Boston. So very mediocre, you're right, from July 3rd on to finish out that unofficial first half of the season, very mediocre baseball from 58-21, and now you look at where they are now, as I wrote it down, right, 72-45.
Right, and since then, as you said, 8-17 from the break, and now we're going to keep a running tally on that.
The problem you have, though, is, I would think, if you're the front office, aside from the call-ups, which are coming, I certainly believe, it's a wing and a prayer.
Yeah. Well,
because there's not much, at this stage of the season, you are what you are in terms of the roster. So I don't know, unless you're going to go find someone off a scrap heap somewhere that's on way.
No, you can.
There's no moves to make. Aside from your own system.
Right, and that's why these guys got to get it done. Gleyber Torres has to pick it up. Anthony Rizzo, Josh Donaldson, obviously Stanton coming back is going to help. He's got to help. But these guys got to get it done. There is no, go do this or go do that. And that's what I'm saying, Jerry. And I'm not calling for Boone's head. I wouldn't do that at this particular point. Like I said, I don't think it's his fault. However, these are the type of stretches.
For sure. We need a spark.
That get managers. I mean,
correct.
These stretches for good teams, and everybody's going to say Boone himself would say, "Well, we have what we need here." How many times has he said that? Well, if that's the case, well, something's wrong, and I need an answer here. Something's wrong. This doesn't add up. How are you 8-17 over the last, since the All-Star break, however many weeks that's been? What is going on here? These are the types of stretches that get managers fired. I don't think it's going to happen, but I mean, be careful here, because if it continues on. Something's got to be done, and they can't go out there and make a trade. They've already done that. They brought in new guys.
And we'll take a break 1 second. It's a weird thing with Boone, because when you look at his managerial career here with the Yankees, they've won a ton of games, 100 games plus, I think, twice in his 4 or 5 years. They go to the playoffs, and then they're a quick out. Okay, fine. Got that. That's terrible. He fights for his guys. So I would think he's like very much in that locker room, because of the way he goes out and fights with the umpires, and he backs his guys, but they don't win, right. Meaning in the postseason. And at the same time, you sit there and say, well, he does what he can because the lineup's probably given to him. Yes, they're in game. I do believe once the game starts, I don't buy the whole fact that everything is directed from above. I think once the game starts, it is his game to manage. I do believe that. And he's the one making the decisions with the bullpen and the pinch and all things like that. But I do think that the lineup is given to him, the roster is given to him, and you're dealing with what you have. So there are positives, but boy, there are some negatives. And at some point, if things don't change and you can't really tweak the roster anymore, there really is nothing else to do. I'm with you. I'm not saying he should be fired,
right.
But my Lord, this is brutal.
I mean, if it continues, what are they going to do?
I don't know.
Ride the wave out? And then
maybe.
That's it?
And hope that things turn and that this is.
And the Yanks are 10-30 since the All-Star break. I mean, at what point?
I don't know. I do know that every team goes through a bad stretch. This has been, as you have pointed out now, 6 weeks of a bad stretch, not a couple of weeks. So.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.